The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, Musaf, Rosh Chodesh.
Shalom Avracha. Today we're going to speak at the bracha of Musaf, Rosh Chodesh. The regular Shemoneh Esrei is the same except for the middle bracha. The idea of Musaf is it's a Tosefes and the Shachris Tefillah. Of course, when a day is a Moed, there's a higher level of Kedusha, higher level of Kiruv Hashem, then it also requires a higher level of avodah shebelev, a tefillah, a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Chodesh is considered even a type of yontif. It says that women have a minig not to do a certain type of malachis. And Rosh Chodesh says that it was a reward that was given to them. They didn't want to take part in the Chet HaEgel. The husbands had to take away the jewelry from them without their consent. And it's also in the tefillah we see that's called Zman Kapor. Rosh Chodesh is Zman Kapor. There's various ideas in Zman Kapor. And one of the things in Tavla Beis HaMikdash were the korbanos that were brought, Sirei Chatzos for Rosh Chodesh, which was brought. Those were primarily brought for aveis that may have been done mitzad the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, tum of the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But Pri Chazal also it's a general time of renewal and cleaning our slate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal Dafka wanted us to take advantage of his chatzos, something new. The new month is starting. It's a new time of Avodas Hashem. Ramaisa, we see even from the korbanos. The korbanos were not just chatois. The korbanos were also oilis. Like we say in the musaf that they brought two parim. One ayil and shiva kvasim, all of them were korban oila. Korban oila is the korban, as Chazal described as a daron, a gift to Hashem. We're giving up this animal completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tamidim were like that, which the Torah describes it as korban ilachmi, giving bread to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our bread, but that's why he set up the world. By the fact that I bring these korbanos and give them over totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm showing that I'm giving myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize that everything is from Him. And we're starting a new month. We want to mechadish those feelings of both recognition that everything is from Hashem and we want to give everything we have for the right use, for the Rotzen Hashem, the Korban Oilas, the Doiron, also the Kapara. We also, the various we have, we want to have a Kapara to clean the slate. Kapara is from the Lashon of cleaning off, smoothing off, washing something off, something was stained and you wash it off. It's also called chapeh, to wipe it off. In other words, we have the stains, the lichluch, the filth of the aveiros, and that's what we're looking to have a new schachus. Together with that, as far as other than our day-to-day life, we're looking at this as schachus, and Rosh Chodesh is a time that these special korbanos were brought, and therefore we have a special tefillah in the Shemoneh Esrei that Mizbeah Chodesh B'Tzion Tochin V'Oilos Rosh Chodesh Na'al Olah V'Sir Izim Na'aseh B'Rotzeh. We should be zeichah to bring the korban oilah every month. Korban oilah was brought, and also the Sir Izim, the chatois that were brought, the rotzin, That was the tachlis to put us in a state of being favorable in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The avoid is based on mikdash nismach kulonu. She told of decha no shmo b'irecha when his name is b'checha. If you want to have a complete base of mikdash, that'll be nismach kulonu. See, Yitzchak says a sweet shot. It says, when they built the Bais Sheni, not everybody was happy. The young people were very happy because they didn't see the Bais Rishon. So this is an amazing, wonderful thing. Building the Kvod Hashem, Hashos HaShrina.
Kol HaLashon.
The elderly people were crying. Why? Because they saw the Bais Rishon, and they saw the Bais Sheni was not on the same level of Hashos HaShrina. So that's what we stress, that we want to have a matzav of there will be a binyan, a bayish and nismach kulonu. Everybody will be full of simcha because this will be the greatest Hashos HaShrina that was ever experienced in history. And then we'll be able to sing towards Dovid HaMelech. It's an emissa, shira v'zimra v'simcha. Havas oylam tov ilhem v'sov islabon tizko. And that will bring us that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which describes as havas oylam. That is a level that we all want to get to, that we're all yearning to. Havas olam tov ilhem. You should give them that eternal love. We should have eternal love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what love is. We're not just receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're giving back. We recognize the chasodim from Hashem. And besimcha, we do avodas Hashem. Yeah, the beautiful description of coming to Tzion Ircha, Berlino, Yerushalayim Beis Mikdashu, Besimchas Oilam. Like we said, the korbanos are acts of kirva. That's a targum, the translation of the word korban doesn't mean sacrifice. It means something that brings you closer to one another. And that's the goal of the whole bria. Bring ourselves as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after we do that, we have our tefillah that we should be zecher to the tachlis of everything. And the special event that happened every year. Month in Rosh Chodesh, the Musafim, and we say with the Musafim, then we have a general tefillah for the new month. Chad Shalena Sechodesh Azeh, the Toivel of Rochel, the Sosan, the Simcha, Yeshua, Nechoma, Fanoso, Chalkol, Chaim, Sholem, Chilas, Chetz, Lichasovan. Basically, we're summing up all the physical needs and the spiritual needs that Klai Yisrael needs. If you count them, you have Toivel of Rocha, Sosim of Simcha, Yeshua Nechoma, Fanos of Chalkola, Chaim of Shalom, Chetz Lichasofim. 12 different things, needs that we request, connecting the 12 months of the year. And Chodesh Yibo, you add the Chapor Pesha for the 13th month. That's what the year is comprised of, 12 units, and each unit is another opportunity to bring us all these brachas. And we get the way we get the brachas is by the fact that we're makarav ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we should be zeichet, take advantage of it. And look, as Rosh Chodesh is a special time where the women are not doing certain malachas, or said there's an need to give a chiyum, but it's a nice thing that was done Rosh Chodesh. But the idea behind all of them is to stress to ourselves, this is a new beginning. And that's what Klai Yisrael is all about. It says Klai Yisrael is Nimshel Lavana, compared to the moon. The moon goes up and goes down, goes up again and goes down again. That's Klai Yisrael. We have our ups and we have our downs, but we always, even though sometimes it looks like we're about to disappear, we come forth again and we shine again. It's number one. And number two is the moon does not have any light of its own. When you see a moon shining, you're seeing the reflection of the sun on the moon. That's what Klai Yisrael are. We have nothing of our own. Just like the moon is just a ball of rock, we're also, our body is just earth. Ofim and Adoma. What causes us to shine? The fact that we reflect Kodesh Baruch Hu's Or Ponecho, the shining, Kedusha V'Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we make ourselves a receptacle, we refine ourselves, we polish ourselves. The more something is polished, the more it reflects better. That's what life is all about, making ourselves more refined. The more refined we are, the better reflection we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing. We're starting a new month and reminding ourselves. It's new. And what we want out of this is Kiyuvos HaLikim should be Zeicha to have, to be able to bring the Kolbonos, the Doroinos, the gifts of the Oila, the message of the Oila, that everything is yours and we want to do everything for you. The message of the Chatas, we want to be cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves from Aveira. And with that, we want to be Sameach, Beyachel, Makodesh Baruch Hu, and have that Avas Oilam that should remain with us. If we think about this, it's Bezrat Hashem, have a wonderful effect on the beginning of the month and take us through the next unit of the next month. Should be Zeichem and Heira, that all these tears should be Niskabu. And we'll have that Simchas Oilam, that eternal Simcha, eternal Ava, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Akrovas HaKobonis, Meheir Yemein.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.